after another big week on the Rush Hour.
Don't put that in the highlight tape Friday.
It's time for the highlight tapes. First off, our man Bluey has come under fire for occasionally sitting on the fence.
Our man Ferg, he has an opinion. He's not scared to say it, where poor old Greg Blewett, he still gets to have an opinion in 30 years.
What's Ferg, you know?
But every now and then, Bluey goes out on a limb and makes a huge call.
I reckon Adelaide are going to win 4 on the bounce to finish off the season. I think they will win against the West Coast.
Right.
They'll beat North and they'll beat Port.
So you're putting out your skinny plums and saying this.
They'll win 4 straight.
They'll finish above Port Adelaide.
Yes.
Are you from the future?
Wow, you heard it here first. Crows to finish above Port. Good on you, Bluey. Stick to your guns. Oh, hang on.
2 seconds later.
I'm not saying they'll finish ahead of Port because
Also this week, we heard all about Bernie and Rocky's upcoming Sportsman's Night.
You're charging a ticket here, you chunkheads talking about garbage.
$100 a ticket?
What? How do we beat the Queen?
No, that includes
ticket.
Beer, Jazz.
Oh. I tell you what, there's not
I'd
much.
I'd drink $100 worth of beer in 3 hours.
Beer. The chance to hear from two absolute stars of the Triple M family. Tickets must be flying out the door.
Well, I've got it on good information today, Greg and family. As of about 3 o'clock today, they've only sold 8 tickets.
8 tickets?
No.
Shut it down!
This must be awkward for all of you.
Moving on. Jars has a reputation for asking the tough questions.
And Chels, what about the race? Can you see the future in terms of participating in some sort of pre-season program like this? What the hell was that question?
Tough to understand questions, that is. But we've noticed lately he seems to be running a little low on questions.
No, I think I'm just getting a little bit lucky at the moment, but I'm waiting for it to run out.
Jars hasn't got a question for you.
You just pointed at us.
And when he does think of a question, he tends to go back to the well with it.
Welcome, Daniel, playing the $1,000 minute. Everyone, Daniel's playing the $1,000 minute.
Danny.
And AFL team?
Power.
Who was your favourite AFL power player?
Probably Paul Stewart, Tom Rockliffe, I reckon.
He's smart, Jars. They're both here.
Oh, good.
I love it. You only just worked that out.
Who's your AFL team, Daniel, son?
Power.
Oh, I did that. Oh, no. Stop. You know Friday's on for tea.
Who's your favourite power player?
No.
Speaking of Jars, we know occasionally the English language isn't his friend.
So you're eavesdropping?
Eavesdropping?
Eavesdropping. I said eavesdropping. What is it?
Eavesdropping.
That's beautiful.
That's the correct
thing. Because he's like, you listen with your ears, they're going to drop your ears if you're going
to. Don't put that in the highlight tape Friday.
Thankfully, we can always rely on our resident school teacher, Emma G, to steady the ship.
Port Adelaide fans, get on the phone.
Should Port accept Collingwood's Gerds?
Hang on,
I'm the fatigued one.
Gee, if that's the stuff that makes it to wear, imagine the stuff that doesn't.
Duttons are now your go-to for Isuzu Ute servicing in Adelaide Hills.
It's not Isuzu. Isuzu.
The Adelaide Hills.
They sure are, Jars. Need your Isuzu D-Max checked before your next off-road adventure, maybe? Or just needing your Isuzu MUX booked in for it next... Or just needing your Isuzu MUX booked in for it next...
And that's the highlight tapes for this week.